You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is the first day of November 2013. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us today to take a look at the commodity markets is Mike Zuzulo at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. He's in Atchison, Kansas. Good afternoon to you, Mike.
Hello, Todd.
What kind of gray skies here? But not so bad, I suppose, for the first day of November, 52 degrees, and I suppose producers might be getting back into the field, but it could take another day or so. How about there?
Yeah, about the same. We got a bit more rain than some of you folks out there. I think that I talked to a client in near Bloomington, and he got over 3 inches. That's about what we got, but a lot of people along the Illinois-Indiana border that I spoke with really didn't get much more than an inch, it sounds like.
Yeah. What did you see in the marketplace that you liked and disliked this week?
I didn't like a lot, so we'll take that side of the market off the page as far as discussion. We can cut that discussion in half. I think, simply put, the fear in the market of the crop size returned. We had early week harvest weather was unimpeded, and that's kind of where you and I left it last Friday. Was the storm this week going to become a big storm or not, and was it going to really shut down the combines and turn the cash market back higher? And that did not happen. And so the trade started to resume its fear of what the USDA could say next Friday. And I think as the week progressed, what I heard from Chicago and when producers started to call in and from what they were hearing, the size of the corn crop especially grew and grew and grew as each day progressed. And at the exact same time, we saw wheat lose a major supportive feature in terms of India lowering their export price by $40 a ton. So corn didn't have the wheat to rely upon like it did last week either. So by the time we got to today's trade, I think the market and the producers became extremely nervous heading into Informa's numbers and what Informa may say, and that pretty much took a hold of the market all the way into the report, in my view. Now, Informa's numbers actually came in a little bit more supportive for the corn and a little bit less supportive for the beans, and as a result, we saw the corn being bought and the beans being sold and an unwinding of the spread trade.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to think. They were up, what, still 300 million bushels or something like that at a 14.2 crop?
Yeah, that's exactly right. They came in at 14.2, and that was a 161-something yield, so it essentially says they only cut harvested acres by 0.85 million, so that's a big number for me. I'm closer to 1.2 to 1.4 million less harvested acres, so I think that's where the crop size and where they came in with that 14.2 at this 425 level, and the fact that we did hold the monthly chart support of 424 and a fraction, probably still trading in the trade around a 2 billion bushel corn crop.
Do you see weakness for next week, or will she just trade steady into the reports?
You know, I was thinking about that before we went on the air, and I don't think the commercials are going to be real eager to go after a lot of corn before the report, because I think they have the sentiment on their side, and maybe there will be a little bit of a chasing of cash bushels on Wednesday or Thursday before the report if we get another break in the early part of the week. But So I'm going to say that it's unlikely that we'll get a big amount of short covering before the USDA numbers come out, because as we close this week out, we did find some support on the wheat by hitting a 62% retracement level, but the beans really gave up their support level at 1260. So I don't think the corn can do it by itself until we get these numbers out of the way.
Does the dime difference between the December and March make you feel like there's not much hope?
Not much hope as far as recovery?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not at all, no. You know, here's where I'm at, Todd. It's just a short-term versus medium-term market right now. You couldn't have gotten better exports this week in corn. Mm-hmm. You couldn't have gotten better exports. I don't think I talked to anybody in Chicago that really was not amazed by the type of demand we're seeing. But that means nothing in the short-term psychology, because there's no need to ration demand until we know what the U.S. supply is. So we're not going to look at Argentina's corn crop being reduced or their wheat crop being reduced or the fact that we're running 88% better than last year on corn exports right now and that we've met 66% of USDA's total export forecast for the marketing year until we get past next Friday.
Yeah, and the exports are even better for the soybeans.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, your commitments are about 25% better than last year, but last year was a stellar year, and you're exactly right. When you look at the total sales, we're at 74% of USDA's total, and that's where if the beans could find some support next week, I would be a little bit more cautious as a seller and trying to short-term sell the market, because I did hear just before we picked up the phone together that a northeastern Indiana bean processor has gone from about 18 over for January meal all the way up to 50 over at this point. So as this meal market has dropped about $30 in the last 3 to 4 weeks, they've essentially covered that with an improving basis. So we are starting to see some meal attraction again at the processor level, and that may come back and bring meal back as a spotlight again next week. But yeah, I'm not getting my hopes up.
I kind of wondered about the drop in the beans today. Despite the Informa numbers, we're further along than we expected at this time with harvest. We're well past the halfway point at this time. Does it surprise you that this marketplace continued to drop?
I think that does, from a standpoint of the medium-term fundamentals. The market clearly says we don't care that you bought 180 million bushels of beans in the last 3 weeks world. We don't need to ration demand. And I think it all goes back to the reason they don't feel like we need to ration demand is because that U.S. crop is so big. I think one thing that did hurt the beans some this week was the fact that we did see some weather straighten out in Argentina, and we did get some more rains in some key areas of Brazil. So the Brazil bean planting and the Brazil acres and the Argentinian bean acres are looking bigger and bigger because of the recent weather pattern.
Anything on the livestock side we should be aware of?
I think the big thing on the livestock is we're going into the holiday season with very high prices at the retail level and at the wholesale level. We need to see demand hold up.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too. That is Mike Zuzulo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting, and joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Friday afternoon.